Welcome to Payday, a podcast focused on the modern pay experience. I'm Nick Webb, Chief Marketing Officer at CloudPay. Our guests today are John, Carlos, and Dora. Welcome to the podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here today. I'm John Pierce. I'm Senior Vice President of Payroll Operations at CloudPay, and I'm based in the UK.
Hello, I'm happy to be here at the Payday podcast. My name is Dora Németh. I'm the Regional Payroll Director at CloudPay. I'm based in Hungary, in Budapest.
Thank you for inviting me. I am Carlos Naroto. I am the Americas Payroll Operations Director for CloudPay, and I'm located in Costa Rica.
We've invited John, Dora, and Carlos on the podcast today to talk about the new edition of the PI report. And the reason we've asked them is that every day, John, Dora, and Carlos are talking to our customers about how they can improve their payroll efficiency. And the PEI report is a global industry benchmarking report of payroll processing KPIs that help identify and measure efficiency metrics that make a difference to the performance of payroll teams and, of course, of their business. So they're uniquely placed to be able to share with us how our customers are using this data in order to improve their payroll performance. John, tell us why the PEI report is so important.
So the PEI report, the underlying basis is data that we collect at CloudPay during our payroll process with all of our customers. We collect bits of information in real time as we move through each payroll run for all of our customers in all of our countries every pay period. And the information that we capture focuses around areas or issues in the process that we eventually fix before going final, but that do add some extra work, extra challenge, extra complexity for us providing our payroll service. And those areas are around data input, data processing, first time approval of payroll results, and then outputs payroll outputs. So we've been collecting this data for many years with our customers. And we've been using it directly with our customers in service reviews, where we look at the results of their data and work with our customers to try and identify areas where we can focus on to gain process efficiency improvements. After many years of doing this, we decided that this data we thought might be useful and interesting to share with a much broader environment. So we turned it into a report so that we could share our findings around what seems to be happening in different countries and different regions with respect to this data. And then over years, compare how the data changes and see if we can try and identify broader issues that could be impacting on how payroll efficiency and payroll performance is functioning. So we put all the data into a report and then we little publish of the report, and hopefully that's interesting for the broader global payroll industry to learn about.
So John, talk us through some of this year's key findings.
Sure. So I think overall this year or 2022's data that was published, which is the latest set of data to be published, I think it's published against a backdrop in the world where there's an increasing cost of living challenge. But still also most companies and particularly payroll are also still kind of in the war for talent. So that was the kind of backdrop. And what we saw was there was an overall improvement in most of the KPIs that we measured that kind of point towards improving the payroll performance compared to the results of 2021. The only area where we saw not a decrease in performance was first time approval. First time approval is once you have received all the data input from the payroll, you then run a payroll calculation and then you share the payroll result back with the customer. If the customer approves it first time, that counts as a first time approval. We saw only a slight decrease in that, although it's one of the key measurements for overall efficiency. So it is unusual that whilst most of the metrics that relate to payroll efficiency and performance improved, one of the sort of the broader ones, first time approval, didn't. And I think one possible explanation when we compare this and discuss this with our customers and our payroll leaders at CloudPay is there's more of a willingness or a requirement from our customers to maybe be a bit more friendly towards some of their employees due to the wider external environments, like the cost of living and like the war for talent. And what I mean by that is sometimes if a customer hasn't been able to give us input for overtime or a bonus or a commission by the time we need it to run payroll, historically, that customer may have decided to wait until the next payroll, which could have been a month later before they process that input, so they don't have to go and rework the payroll to include it. I think, or we certainly are seeing at CloudPay, that customers are now more likely to say, hang on a minute, we really want to get this overtime paid now. We really want to get this commission paid or this bonus paid now. So what we're going to do is we're going to reject the first time payroll, and then we're going to ask you to rerun the payroll just for this one or two employees to include these additional bits of data that we didn't have ready at the time. Now, that would hit your first time approval metric because you are rejecting the payroll and you are doing a bit of reprocessing there. But of course, you can understand why companies are more keen to take this approach, considering those external factors.
What difference do these metrics make to customers, Dora? What do you think?
Yes, I can connect myself to what John just said, that these metrics are the good basis for the communication with the customer. So, I mean, we can never interpret them without the context and without being in dialogue with the customers. So I would like to give you some examples about the data input part of the process and the timeliness part of the process. So we measure and we show to our customers the calendar timeliness. So how each steps of the payroll process in the calendars were followed up or not. In one of the travel companies, we found out that there is a trend. So the customer providing data in step is always late. And it's always late only for one country, which is Italy. And we had our monthly review call with the customer. I showed them the report with this trend and we analyzed it. And it came to light that the absence data was provided always late by the internal department of these customers, which was a good basis for the customer to go back internally and start discussion that what to do with this, because I mean, this late had impact on the whole payroll processing as well. And finally, the solution was that our customer got a really good time and attendance system. So I mean, using these metrics made an improvement also with the HR technology internally of our customers. So this was one of the examples. The other one, still about the calendar timeliness. So we had a lot of delay with the final gross to net approval in France with one of our luxury retail customers. And without checking the analytics, without checking the PEI report, everyone had the perception that CloudPay internal team is making a lot of correction, making a lot of mistakes. So they are doing the final approval very close to the salary payments. I mean, it was really a difficult situation. We started to use the PEI for the calendar timeliness and the data input for this customer. And it came to light that there are really big problems with the data input part. So, I mean, we had to fix the interfaces, we had to fix the information which are coming via the LPI template. So, because basically that caused the delay with the final approval of the gross to net file. So I hope that these two examples help to understand that how important it is to follow up on the PEI with our customers.
What do you think, Carlos? Do you have any examples where these metrics made an impact? What difference do these metrics actually make to customers?
Thank you. Yeah, I actually got a couple of examples as well. So this customer actually had the perception that the payroll was not going very well, that there were issues and delays on every payment period. So we actually, the payroll manager of this customer contacted me with this concern, telling me, hey, Carlos, we're seeing this and this, we need to do something. And we actually got together in a meeting. And we went to analytics and took a look at these KPIs from the PEI report. And after some time of analysis, looking at the last 6 months of data, we realized that actually on every payment period that there was a data output issue, there were either data input issues or new data after cutoff. So that helped us a lot to realize that the problem with this payroll was not only on one side, right? That there were actually two fronts that we have to tackle to improve the performance of this payroll. So we actually, this actually was instrumental to put together an action plan with this customer to be able to improve the overall performance of the payroll. And I think that this wouldn't be possible or easier without having the PEI indicators. The other example that I have is actually with myself. So before being a CloudPay employee, I did some research. I was looking for CloudPay, what makes makes a difference from other payroll providers. So I went online and actually I found a video in YouTube where there was a case of a study of an actual CloudPay customer where they were talking about all the CloudPay tools, but they also mentioned about analytics. I was actually surprised to see how much information a payroll manager can get from these KPIs that you can also see in the PEI report. And I think this is critical information for decision makers in the organizations, because you are able to get with just a few clicks some relevant information that can give you an overview or a high level idea of how your payroll is performing and where the issues are coming from. I have been in the payroll industry like for 17 years, and I can tell that this is really, really helpful for decision makers.
Dora, let me come back to you. What changes in payroll performance has the EMEA region seen, and what's driving those changes?
I think that the biggest improvement in EMEA was to reduce the issues per 1,000 payslips to 3.44, so which is a great improvement. Monitoring and following up of the PEI with the customers so has its results. And we mentioned the first touch approval rate, which is a critical one as well. So in my region, we declined the results by 2%, so down to 70% more or less. Still a lot of way to go to be perfect, but I mean, at least we could see some progress. About the calendar length, which is still the longest of any region, so we reduced the calendar by only very small number, 0.2 days. But we are hoping that due to the automatization, due to following up more regularly on these data, so we can reduce the calendar length more. So again, we were mentioning the economical instability, and we said that the first touch resolution, the data input quality, and can depend on this on the well-being of the customer employees. So also we need to acknowledge that this is a trend, this is a tendency globally and also in the EMEA region, that we can see that the employers, they are pushing the data in the payroll. So this can have an impact, of course, as we said before, on the first resolution. Another example, how important is to use these performance indicators is a medical instrument company as well. So the customer was not really happy with the payroll services. And we decided to run a continuous improvement project, analyzing basically the performance indicators. And the outcome of this analysis was that we have to improve the collaboration. We have to train the new team members of the customers, because they were not using our products. Basically, at the end of the project was that we improved the customer satisfaction, and so we could have a reference customer because of this.
Carlos, what's different about the Americas region?
So the Americas is a very unique region, I would say. There are many differences when you compare it to the other regions, For example, there are countries like Brazil in Argentina that they have a lot of special processes like vacation payment or terminations that had to be run on a separate pay run. So that makes a big difference. For example, when you look at indicators as supplemental runs, when you compare with other regions, you will see a lot more in the Americas, well, mainly in Latin America. Something else that has an important impact on the numbers for the Americas are the frequencies. In the Americas, you will find all type of payroll frequencies from monthly to semi-monthly, bi-weekly, and even weekly. So a lot of the indicators, you might see a big difference as well from other regions. And also having these different frequencies, for example, when you have a weekly payroll, you have a very short time to process your payroll. So there's more opportunity for having either new data after cutoff or incorrect inputs, right? Which will lead to output issues as well. So there's a lot of moving parts that you gotta take in consideration for the Americas. And lately I have seen an increase on many, on the region itself, mainly in Latin America, which is giving or bringing more complexity to the process. So that's why we see some changes in these indicators due to these specific items.
What are your key takeaways for payroll practitioners?
So I would say that the payroll process is like a production line. So of course, if you want a perfect payroll process and a smooth payroll process, you gotta take in consideration all the steps that you got in this process. If you are having a lot of data output issues, and you will see that in the PEI index, you have to make a broader view, right? You need to understand what is happening before the payroll is calculated. Are you receiving clear and accurate data? Are you receiving data on time from your customers? Do you have the right service partners? Do you have the right validation processes in place? Because this is all works together, right? If one piece fails, then you are gonna end up having either late payrolls or incorrect gross to nets, which will decrease your first time approval. And of course, it will also add a risk to the process.
And for you, Dora, what are the key insights for payroll practitioners in the audience?
I think that, I can mention three outcomes of following up of the PEI. So first one is that, of course, that we would like to leverage the sustainable continuous learning culture and the learning organization culture. So putting a control, monitoring the performances are a great help, not only to identify where the knowledge gaps are with the customers, with the CloudPay team, but also a great tool to assess the potential risk areas in both businesses and taking actions on those ones as well. So again, managing the stakeholders are an important factors as well. Following up on the performances can have the message that the payroll results are under control. And both companies, they are taking care of the quality and the timeliness of the payroll processes and on the compliance of the payroll processes. So I think that these are the key takeaways from my side.
John, any final thoughts or key takeaways from you?
As a payroll practitioner, it's important that you identify a set of metrics so that you can understand how your company, how your team is performing with their payroll delivery. It might be different ones to the ones we pick at CloudPay, but you should choose something, something that makes sense for your business so you can track performance, use it to measure performance rather than other methods of appraising how you're doing. And then you need a way to be able to collect it and display it. That's why our analytical tool is so important to us and our customers at CloudPay. But I think for any payroll practitioner, having the ability to set metrics, measure them over time, take specific actions to try and improve the process and to see a benchmark that gives you perspective over how you're doing compared to other companies in a similar industry or a similar country is very valuable and will only help to improve the profession as a general as we keep on trying to evolve and deliver a modern pay experience to all of our customers around the world.
Any final thoughts from you, Carlos?
I think that this information is very useful for decision makers to understand an overall performance of their payrolls and also to have the opportunity to do a benchmark with CloudPay customer base, which gives you an idea, right? Because if you are only comparing against your own metrics, you would say, okay, 75% of first-time payroll approval, is it good or is it bad? But if you, when you see it against a summary of other customers, then you see, okay, I am above the average, I am below the average. So this gives me a good idea. So I think it's very important to not only looking at your own KPIs, but to do this benchmark.
So last question for you, John. What do you think this will look like in a year's time? What are your predictions?
If I look ahead to next year and what am I expecting to see? I think we continue to see higher use of integration from HCM into payroll throughout our industry. And I'm hoping and I'm expecting that that will continue to decrease the number of data input issues we have. And I also expect it to continue to drive down the calendar timeline. So enabling us to complete payroll cycles in a faster period of time because we're benefiting from some of the integrations we can now provide to HCM providers.
Okay, I think that's us. Thank you all so much for being on the Payday podcast.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for the invitation. It's been a pleasure.
To listen to this episode or any other episode of the Payday podcast, go to cloudpay.com or search for the Payday podcast on iTunes or Spotify.